Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The football season started on Wednesday, March the 3rd. We get a chance to visit with Rockridge head coach Jeff Henry. How'd day one of the modified COVID-19 2021 high school football season go? I'm assuming smooth sailing out there.
Oh, it was great. We were able to get outside on our practice field. It was in really good shape. We cleared the snow off a few weeks ago, and it's had time to dry out. And so, I mean, it was in terrific shape, and we had a lot of kids out there. And, man, it was so nice to be out there and actually, you know, focusing on something like football for a couple hours. And, I mean, the kids, they were excited to be out there, and the coaching staff, and it was great to just – you know, some sense of normalcy in this crazy time that we've been living in.
Well, and I know, you know, when we look back just 2 weeks ago when people said, y'all gonna try and play football in early March when it was, you know, 35 below with the wind chill and there was ice under the snowpack and everybody's like, how that gonna work out? Well, really, we've had kind of the perfect situation here with the way the weather has been this week, and it looks like kind of the extended forecast, at least through the weekend and into early next week, temperatures are going to be in the 60s, and it looks like some dry weather too. So you kind of got a perfect start here to the season, and I know that was the big concern when we talked about early March football.
It was a huge concern. We would look out the window, and, I mean, it was super cold, and like you said, ice on the ground and snow. And, I mean, I had no idea. We were talking about, you know, how are we going to get ready and practicing inside a gym for, you know, a week or two. And, you know, like I said, we're very fortunate. We were able to get outside. I mean, it was outstanding. The weather was great, and the forecast looks great. It got a little chilly about 5 o'clock towards the end of our practice, or 5:30. It got a little chilly, but I think we can all accept a little bit of chill. That was no big deal. So, yeah, we just got to cross our fingers that the weather holds up the way it is right now. And if so, you know, we could actually get some real work done, and it'll seem like a regular football season here to begin.
Yeah, and, you know, you're getting six games this year, the max six that you can take advantage of. There's no postseason in football this year, but you begin Saturday, March the 20th, the game scheduled at Orion. Week two, you have Morrison on the road. Week three, tentatively at home against Sherrard. Week four, at home against Riverdale. Week five, on the road at Hall. And then week six, at home against Monmouth-Roseville. So I guess, what do you kind of think of the six-week setup and the schedule?
Well, I think that's a really good schedule for us. I mean, it's, you know, you want to play Warren, you want to play Sherrard. Those are rivalry games. And, you know, we've got three home games, three on the road. And I mean, it's a schedule that we're very comfortable with, and we've played, you know, these teams in the past. So, you know, as far as a regular season, it does have the feel of a regular season type of, you know, thing for us as far as conference play. You know, obviously the strange thing is we don't have that goal of trying to achieve playoffs. And so, you know, that's going to be the kind of the strange feeling throughout the process. But, you know, as far as preparing each week for the next team, I mean, I think it's going to feel like a regular season. And I think that's important, especially for our seniors, that we make this as, you know, as normal as we possibly can, because they deserve it.
Yeah, and then I know in the track this year for football, you know, some schools decided, I think, to play five. Some schools decided to play only four. I think Newman's playing only four games. And then some, like yourself, wanted to play all six. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit? I mean, you just felt good that we want to get the max six games to give our kids the most opportunities.
Yeah, and I can't speak on how anybody else is handling the situation, or, you know, why they made the choice that they did. And I respect everybody's choice, but for us, we wanted, you know, we felt that our players, and especially, again, our seniors, deserve to have as close to a regular season as possible. You know, all of these kids, you know, lost out on spring sports, you know, with baseball or you know, track or whatever they were in. And they're, you know, a lot of their sports have been affected. So we just wanted to do what we thought was right for our kids. And so, you know, we wanted to play as full a schedule as was possible, and the state said six, and so we chose six.
And then just kind of the nuances of how seasons work. So you've been so accustomed in your life of football is the beginning of the school year, right? And then that transitions into, you know, wrestling or basketball or whatever. And this year, and there's nothing normal with what we've been dealing with, the pandemic. But this year, you know, you come out of basketball and you go into football, and then you come out of football and you go into track and wrestling. So in baseball. So do you, I mean, the nuances of that, what does that present in terms of just being so accustomed to the routine? Is that big of an issue, you think, or just because we're dealing with this abnormality this year of COVID that it really isn't a big deal?
Well, I think probably one of the keys is, you know, having good communication within your coaching staffs. From sport to sport, because there is overlap this year. And so, you know, trying to work it out to where it's fair for each program, and not making kids, you know, not putting kids in a bad position where they have to choose one or the other. I mean, we've made a very concerted effort here at Rock Ridge to make sure that the kids are not put into positions where they have to choose one sport or the other. The coaches are trying to work together so that the kids have the opportunity to complete their basketball season and then, you know, complete their football season and so on and so forth. So, you know, I think at least we feel comfortable that we're doing what's right for the kids here. Is it strange? Absolutely. And I'll be honest with you, Jim, things are moving so fast. I mean, because I wasn't certain we were going to play anything, and it just seemed like a flick of a switch. They were putting together schedules and you know, we just feel like I just started basketball, and within a week we're going to be done with basketball. So, I mean, things are just moving so fast that it's just kind of, you just take it day by day, and I guess you find out when you wake up, hey, what sport are we playing today, and let's get after it, and then we'll worry about tomorrow when that happens.
Yeah, it's interesting because when the schedule was announced in late January for the remaining sports, you know, I thought about it. I'm like, there's really not that much time left in the school year, but we're going to get all these sports in. That's what's been so crazy for me. It's like, well, there's really not a lot of time left, but we're still playing all these sports. And they're, you know, so you're a track coach. So you still got track even after football and, you know, being on the basketball staff that started in late February. So it's or late January, I should say. So it's kind of weird where you think, well, kind of the school year is winding down. But, you know, high school sports are just, I guess you say, are heating up right now.
Yeah, I mean, when you cram a whole year's worth of sports into just the spring, I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. But I tell you what, I'm so thankful that we're able to do it. And, you know, that's the approach I'm taking is it's a bit of a strain in terms of, you know, the amount of time and effort that it takes for the kids and the coaches to be able to do all this. But I don't hear anybody complaining, and if they are, you know, they've got to check themselves because, you know, we were all begging to be able to do this, and thank goodness the state's allowing us to do it. So we're going to make the best out of it, and we're going to enjoy every step of the way.
Yeah, and I think, too, it'll be interesting to see kind of, you know, if there's any additional guidance that will come out from the state before, you know, March 19th or March 20th, those first football games, you know, and I think most student athletes and most coaches have understood this year that you have to adapt to basically everything. I mean, is that kind of how you're approaching? Because there's a lot of time, as we talk to you here, we're recording this interview on March the 4th. So there's a lot that can happen between March 4th and March 20th when the Rockets play their first football game. You know, 16 days is an eternity. So, I mean, that's something that, too, you know, the guidance, you never know what's going to pop up that you have to deal with in regards to that issue, right?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, and we've talked extensively about that, you know, we can't control those types of things. And you know, and I agree with you. I mean, I think every day you almost just kind of anticipate maybe hearing something new, you know, whether it be maybe we, you know, one day we're going to have to wear masks under our helmets, and who knows, maybe in a week they decide we don't have to wear a mask under our helmet. And there's just nothing you can do, but, you know, whatever the rules are that day, you know, roll with those rules and not get too excited or too carried away about, you know, things changing, because it's going to happen. I mean, we all know changes are still coming, and hopefully they're all positive changes, but again, we can't control those changes. We can just control what we do once we're told what to do.
Yeah, and it's a good way to start. You kind of mentioned the rivalry. I mean, Rock Ridge and Orion have played a lot of exciting high school football games in the past 10 years, and that's, you know, how we open up the modified season. So that's kind of a perfect start for everyone to say, well, is football here? We're really playing football. Yeah, and we're playing Orion tonight too. So, I mean, that kind of gets you into the swing of things in a hurry.
Oh, it does. I mean, and obviously that just adds to your practice, your level of practices, even starting last night at a practice. You know, we're talking about, we're trying to prepare. And, you know, sometimes you might get lucky and maybe you have an opponent that you feel comfortable with. And, you know, maybe it'll be a little bit easier, you know, game for us that first week. But there's nothing easy about playing Orion. You know, it doesn't really matter who might be the better team or the worst team. I mean, when we play each other, it turns into a, you know, a knockdown, drag out kind of game. And so there's going to be a lot of focus, especially mentally, this first week in getting things prepared and trying to get everything in, especially, you know, without our basketball kids really there right now. So it's a challenge. It's an absolute challenge, especially whenever you play Orion. But in this situation, you know, trying to prepare for such a good team, a well-coached team. And so, but you know what? It's a fun challenge. I'm glad we're playing them first because it really does add to the excitement for our kids. And again, that's what it's all about, is just, you know, trying to do everything in our power to make these kids as an enjoyable season as possible.
Yeah. And I guess as a long story short here, I could use my John K. Elder voice and say, if you played high school football, you know, that it's modern history for a 54-year-old bald guy like myself. You know, the high school football playoffs only started in 1974. So there was a time, there was a lot of time in the history of interscholastic athletics in Illinois that there weren't high school football playoffs. So I guess you can tell the kids that, hey, it's pre-1974, I guess, we're playing this year. So we're playing like for the Corn Belt title or whatever back in the day conference. So, I mean, kids need to realize that they're, you know, not that long ago, again, you know, I'm speaking 1974, there weren't high school football playoffs and guys still played.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look back at Coach Elder's career record, I'm sure he has a few seasons where his overall wins was like 4-1. You know, they played five games in the Corn Belt or whatever it was. So, yeah, our kids, you know, I don't think they take anything for granted. I think we've all been through so much that anything that we're given is just a blessing, and that's the way our kids look at it. And if they tell us we can play five games, eight games, four games, two games, whatever, you know, we're going to accept it, and we're going to, you know, we're going to be thankful for it. And I think that's the correct approach to take.
Coach Elder's ears just popped up, and now he's going to call me after you get off the phone because he heard somebody say Corn Belt. All right, I didn't ask you, and my final question, this is how I should have started the interview. How good do you think the Rockets are going to be here in 2021?
I think we can be pretty good. We've got a lot of kids coming back from last year's team, so we have some experience. And we have some experience at key spots. So, you know, it's just going to be a matter of how well do we gel together, you know, how well are we able to, you know, execute what we're asking them to do offensively and defensively, and how disciplined can we play. So I think we can be pretty competitive. You know, in this year, it's really hard to make too big of predictions on anything just because of everything that's going on. But I know one thing. The only thing I can't predict is our kids are going to enjoy it, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that it's enjoyable for them.
All right. And then the final question, I know Tom Hassan has come out of semi-retirement. He's still teaching, but he's back now coaching. Did he want to run a bunch of special team-like trick plays the first day of practice yesterday, or did you just tell him to kind of tone it down? We got to wait till the season progresses before we put that stuff in.
Well, I hope Chip's listening, because we're going to put in a whole bunch of trick plays on our special team.
Good on you, man.
But yeah, and Coach Hassan, he's the master of all of those. So yeah, we'll be pulling out all the stops for that first game against Orion. That's for sure.
And the people that watched a bunch of games at Pratt Memorial Field back in the day have fond memories of Coach Hassan down there. All right, Coach Henry, looking forward to Rocket football coming up on March the 20th, taking on the Orion Chargers. And thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you, Jim. Thank everything you guys do there.
All right, more coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.